Sim, os erros dos meus avós e a cabeça presa, os erros dos meus Daniel Ferreira, vocês são falsos. Ok, vamos fazer uma história. A packet of olive at the topic of Zebzegorim. And this, we'll have to see what that means, Zebzegorim, but this has to do with the question of drinking milk on Pesach, and is there a chashash if the animals ate chametz bePesach and it's being milked? What is the story? So we say that when you're eating, drinking the milk on Pesach, when the animal was fed chametz on Pesach, so maybe that's like benefiting from the chametz. Maybe a little bit direct, but still. And what is the story with that? So before we get to that part, we have to learn the sugya of Zevzagorim and see how that fits in with what we're doing. So says the Mishnah on Pesachas Avodah Zarah and Ches Lebeis. Zorim tachta yirokos bigmos hakshok. So let's see the Mishnah, the Rashi. Sha'ilam ga gasu koshul So you have a tree, and the tree is very thick, and it prevents the sunlight to get in. So the question is, if you plant under the tree, you plant under the tree in the winter time, so what is the story? Now, what kind of tree are we talking about? What? So the Rabbeinu Hananel says it's talking about our Sheva tree. It's an Avodah Zarah tree. So an Avodah Zarah tree, and you can't benefit from Avodah Zarah. So you have this Avodah Zarah tree, and so are you allowed to plant under the tree? And is that considered getting benefit from the tree? So the Mishnah says that you could plant under the tree in the rainy season, but not in the Imos HaChama. So what does that mean? So he says in the summer months, so the tree is, it's good, it gives a shade. So otherwise, it's the summer, it's sunny. So you're benefiting from the tree. In the winter months, it's not so good for the it's not so good for the work. In other words, the vegetables that you're planting, is it a benefit? So he says, Zorin tachta yirokos b'mos hagshamim. So he says, oh, it's not going to be good for the for it in the rainy season. Because it's going to stop the sun and whatever sun there is, and it's not going to be good for the plants. But in the summer season, it's going to be very good for the plants. So then, but if it's good, then it means you're benefiting from Avodah Zarah. So that's the story at hand. So the Gemara says, Zorin Tachta Yirokos, the Mishnah says, Zorin Tachta Yirokos Mimos HaGshamim, Avalo Mimos HaChama, V'Hachazirin, Lo Mimos HaChama Mimos HaGshamim. So this is another type of vegetable, Chazaris, right? So you can't plant underneath because then the shade is going to be beneficial either season, so you're benefiting. So he says, but so the Tanakhama says he makes a chilek that in the mosak shomim you can plant underneath. The mosak hama you can't because you benefit. But Rav Yossi says that even in the mosak shomim you shouldn't plant underneath. Why? So says Rashi Shanavia. Because what's going to happen if you have a tree? So the tree is going to what? Shed itself, right? So the tree is going to shed itself in the winter months. So that's going to cause that the leaves will turn into what? Into zevel. And that will help be a fertilizer.
Defoliate.
What?
Defoliate.
Defoliate, right. So it's going to turn into zevel. And that's going to be a benefit. So he says that, so therefore, even the Moshe Shomim, you can't plant underneath. So the Gemara says, Lameimra, Jereb Yossi, Sofer Zevizagorim Osir. So Rav Yossi holds Zevet Zagor Reso. So let's see what that means. Rashi Zevet Neviya the Yisur V'Karka Olam Deheter Gormel Nirokos Sheyigdol. Whereas what's causing the vegetables to grow? On one hand, it's planted in the ground. So the ground is a Dover Heter. It's not a Avodah Zarah. The ground is a Dover Heter. The Asherah tree, which is producing, you know, it's going to shed and produce fertilizer. So that's a Dover Iser. So here you have a Dover. So when, if two things contribute, a Dover Iser and a Dover Heter contribute to the well-being of a certain thing, so what's the story? Is that considered a dover osur or dover? Is that mutter or not? In other words, you're benefiting at the same time. You're in a situation where two things are involved in helping the growth of something. One is something you're not allowed to benefit from. One is something you can benefit from. So zev is a gorim. There are two things that are gorim. One is an odd over iser, like the Asherah tree, the leaves from the Asherah tree. One is heter. So is it osur mutter? So it says Rabbi Yossi must hold zev zev gorim is osur. So that's why he says in the Mosang Shamim that the leaves are going to be helpful, but they're an over osur, and the earth is an over heter. It's mutter. So zev zev gorim. So is it osur or mutter? So Rabbi Yossi says it's osur. So he says because he holds zev zev gorim osur. Rabbanan army zev zegorim mutter, but Rabbanan says zev zegorim is mutter. So therefore, in the Mosag Shamim, even though there could be the fertilizer coming down, but since the karka is also a participant and the karka is not also bishum avodah zarah, so zev zegorim is mutter. So then the Gemara asks the Kasha, "Va'ipcha b'shaminu lehu." But don't we hear the opposite? That the Shitas really say the opposite. It's not. We learned in the Mishnah Rabbi Yossi Omer Shocheg Vizore LaRuach Omatil Yam. In other words, if you have a Avodah Zarah, you have to grind it up and scatter it in the air or throw it in the sea. But if you do that, then if you just throw it, then this thing that you're throwing could end up in somebody's field and be zevel, and you're getting hanah. Someone's going to get hanah from avodah zarah. So you see that Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter, and Rabbanan says it's not. So Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter. But why is it mutter? If he holds Zev Zagorim is also, this is a Zev Zagorim. Because if the Avodah Zarah that you just ground up ends up in somebody's field, that's not the only component that's helping the growth. It's not the only component. You have the rest of the karka. So the Gemara is asking, Rav Yossi said that you can't plant underneath, which he holds Zev Zagorim Zosser, but here he seemingly says Zev Zagorim is mutter, because he permits you to take the Avodah Zarah and to scatter it in the air, even though it's going to end up in someone's field. So Kasha, the Rabbana Kasha, Rav Yossi, and the Rossi. So the Mishnah, the Rav Yossi, and the Rav Yossi, and the Kasha, Hashem the Ka'ozil Ibud, Matir. Hacha the Lo Ka'ozil Ibud Asim. So he says that it's Rashi, Hashem the Ka'ozil Ibud Abdahu, is coming for a bottle of water. So it's here, you're trying to destroy it. You destroy it, you throw it in the air, so then it's like you mevatel the Avodah Zarah. So it's not an Asim Hanan. So that's why it's Mutter. But here it's derek de losa, so it's not, you're not bavatel. So it's also hana. But that's the yisod, Rabosei, the concept of zev zagorim. When you have two things that are, let's look at, one is a mutter component, one is an osur component, and they're both affecting what you're trying to do. So we say a mutter component, osur component, therefore mutter, or mutter component, osur component, therefore osur. What would you say? What do you think the Pasha Prat is? Should Zev Zagorim be Osir or Mutter? What would you say? What? What do you mean? Oh, I want to hear you say. No kids of what I say.
Maybe it should depend on, what percentage is mutter and usser. In other words, maybe there's a rove that's mutter or something like
right.
that.
Right. In other words, you're saying that maybe we should follow the rove. If more of the heter part is producing, helping, so maybe more like which.
Anyway, obviously by Isser v'Heter we find such ideas, but the Bashishim and ideas, Devar Miut. So maybe we can apply similar logic here.
Uh-huh.
But the Avodah Zarah is also Rimashahu.
Yeah, Rabbi Chatan is saying Avodah Zarah is also Rimashahu, so there's so little really by Avodah Zarah. so it shouldn't matter.
Right.
That's an excellent point Rav Katan is making. So what would you say, Rav Katan?
I think because of the mashu, that makes it much more difficult to be matir it, because of the iser mashu.
But if it would be an iser mashu, then
maybe we could
matir. Maybe it could be matir.
Yeah.
Let's look in the Rambam for a second. Perek Zayin Halachi Gimel. To page 4. So or shall kill ya kerem shall truma. Say you have some type of yeast from kilia kerem. That's right, that's also mahana, kilia kerem. It's you know, it's the grapevine with the other type of species. The shall truma. So you have yeast of kilia kerem, yeast of truma. I fell in a dough. Neither one has the ability to ferment on its own right. But together, if you put the soar of the kilakarim and the soar of the truma, then it could become chametz. Also, Isa Sur of Yisrael, Muteres L'Kohanim. So it's also Yisrael because Yisrael is also for Kilei Kerem and is also for Truma. So both components of the Dover Isser. So both components of the Dover Isser, so it's also. But for Kohanim, it's Muteres L'Kohanim. Because for Kohan, the Truma aspect is Mutter. Only the Kilei Kerem aspect is also. So therefore, what? So for a Kohen, it's what? What would you say? A Kohen, it's for a Kohen, it's Zev Zagore. Because for a Kohen, the Kilei Kerem is Osir, but the Truma is Mutter. So you have a Mutter component and an Osir component. But for Yisrael, Truma is Osir and Kilei Kerem, both components are Osir. So the Rambam was clearly passing what? Zev Zagorim is?
Mutter.
Mutter. Whenever there's one component Isir, one component Heter, and you're benefiting from it. So as long as one of the components for you, if you're a Kohen, then the Truma part is Heter. It's only the Kilei Kerem. But if you're Israel, both parts are Osir. Zev Zagor means that there's one Mutter component and one Osir component. Now let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch, page 6. So Shulchan Aruch is Yerideya, the Kuf Mem Beis, Sif Yud Aleph. There's the Shulchan Aruch. Luto Liter. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins in that case in the Mishnah, you could plant under a tree, even though in the summer months it might be beneficial from the tree, but it's Zev Zagorim because the karka is also goring, right? It's not just the sunlight. The karka is a dover heter. So the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch paskin also, whenever there are two components helping you out in something, then what's the din? Then it's mutter. Now, we still have to understand why. But someone wanted to say it's like been bittul. But Rabbi Katan said, how could it be been bittul if what? If it's
mashal.
If Avodah Zarah is never bittul. So we have to see that. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. He says, Sadash Zablo Bezevel Shal Elilim. So you have dung, a fertilizer of Avodah Zarah. So you're fertilizing the field with the fertilizer of Avodah Zarah. So now you're going to benefit from the fertilizer and from the field. So the fertilizer is Dover Isser. The field is Dover Heter, which is Mutter, because it's Zev Zagorim. But look at the Taz. The Taz says an interesting point. That the din of Zev Zagorim Mutter is not a din lechatchila. It's only b'di'evet. L'chatchil lov. Chay pas shepit shum tchol zev zagorim d'mutter ayin adavke b'di'evet. Well, l'chatchila lo, v'chein para shepitma, shemichol zev zegerim d'mutter, ha'dafki b'di'evet. Ah, but didn't we learn the Shulchan Aruch before that you could plant underneath the Asherah tree? So isn't that mashra even l'chatchila? Havel gav the conservation, see if the mutter is roa, the mashra fi l'chatchila. Shani hasum d'mshas ria, ein kan hanoi el achakach m'meo kos. Wow. He says no, because that case of Zev Zagorim, happens later. But you're not getting, you're benefiting right away. Planting, it takes a lot of time to take root. And so that's not happening for a long time. But what about the case in the Mutalita Taz? But let me ask you a question. Why is that the case of when you planted the vegetables, he's saying that's that's a charkach with mail costs. But isn't the Zemel case also happening later? Well, no, you're saying the Zemel is happening right away. As soon as you put it in, you're benefiting. In other words, he's saying the effect that the Zemel has on the karka is relatively immediate in comparison to the effect that it has on the something. When you plant a seed, it's going to take a long time till the seed grows. But here, you're just fertilizing the field. Right? Because you can say anything is happening later in time. Right? Is that what he's saying here? That the Zemel is happening right away. The Zemel is happening right away. So that's happening right away. So that we say Zev Zagorim is Asur L'chatchila, because it's happening right away. in contrast to the case in the Mishnah, when you're planting yarakos, so that's a whole process.
That's on its mutter, right?
That's on its mutter, even with Hatchila. Okay, so that's a big yisod that the Taz is saying, and the Shach also Sifkot and Vav says Dafka Zovla. Okay. Let's see one more Gemara. And then we'll see more. Take a look in the Gemara Pesachim. On Chav Zayin and Beis. So the Gemara Pesachim from Zion of Day says the following. By Inei Rabbi Bachaman de Rav Chisda. Tonor Shehisiku Ba'atzei Hekdesh. Say you have an oven. And you want to bake in the oven. So you have to take wood. Right? How does an oven work? The old way. They take wood, light a fire. And that creates the heat. And then the tanur keeps the heat inside. Then you put your dough. So tanur shesiku batzi hektish. Say the fire would you use is so hektish. So hektish is also mahana. So offo bos apas. And then you break bread. Are you allowed to eat the bread? Are you allowed to eat the bread? Rabbanan de Sharu, the Kamaisa, my Amalei Apostle Surah. So he says the pass is us. My Ben Zulu, the Orla, I'm a Roga, fucking hush the Orla, the tail of the Messiah. Hektesh afil be'elach lobo. So l'chor, this is Zev Zagorev, right? Because what's helping them be baked? It's the wood, but it's also the tanner. The tanner is holding in the heat. Without the tanner, you're not going to be able to bake. Without the wood, you won't. So it's Zev Zagorev. So he says, so if you would use the wood of my Orla's bottle, but here, by hektish is not bottle, right? Like Katan was saying before, it's not bottle.
So it's davar she yesh lo matirin, Rabbi. The hektish davar she yesh lo matirin, lod natnu bo shiur orla davar she elo matirin natnu bo shiur.
Yes, so it's not bottle. Right. So Tosis discusses here what you just said. So what do you see from here, Rabosa? A big yesod. What's the big yesod? But Zev is a gorim. When it's something that what is not bottom, then Zev is a gorim is going to be awesome. So then it comes out, according to this, that this is what the post can discuss. That if you have an animal that's eating chametz for pesach, right? So the animal, animal's not a Jew. I mean, you can't feed him chametz for pesach, it's your animal. But if it's, say, an animal, he's eating chametz for pesach, right? But he's also eating other things, like belskis, or shulka. Right? In other words, the fact that he's eating the chametz, that's only one gorim. Zev is a gorim, he says it's mutter to the evet, like a team with that. But if it's a dover that's not batel, you see, he's saying like this, that really Zev is a gorim is like a form of bittul. Even though bittul really needs certain ratios, but two components, it's like a bittul of chad b'chad. Like two components are involved in influencing something. So it's so the two components are Osir, right? Two components, one component is butter, one component is usr. But the dover usr is something that's not butter. So then the Gemara says, so you can't benefit. So according to that, we're going to see some posts going to say, you can't drink the milk. If you drink a milk, a cow is fed chametz on Pesach, you can't drink the milk. You can't have the eggs of a chicken that laid an egg that was fed chametz. Because it's Zev Zagorim, even though Zev Zagorim is butter, but that's only by something that's bottom. The chametz is not bottom, like hekdesh is not bottom. But he's egg. So this is the source of the whole discussion, this Gemara. It says that by the punishing sukkur, I'd say hekdesh, offer bosa pass, passes us. Here. So let's see what the post can say about this. So let's take a look first at the Prima Donna on page 8. Let me find the exact line. Yeah, if you take a look for a second in the Chalkas Yod. Take a look at the Chalkas Yola, page 11. Imagine the word divrei davar behemah shel akum. She'ochel chametz v'pesach. The behemahs of akum they eat chametz v'pesach. Yesh chashas yishul al shkiyas achalav. Is there any issur of drinking the milk? Gami mutar l'shochta lechol b'sar. It's not only the milk. What about eating the meat on Pesach, right? Because the meat is also getting affected by the chametz. Shehabech one osu machmas divrei hamogen avraham. So he says the mocker is the mogen avraham. The achilas basar ushtias chalav mi behema. So the Mogen, where is this Mogen Avraham? Well, we're going to have it in the next packet. Mogen Avraham is here in Simon Tuf Ben Ches. Sif Tuf Ben Ches, Sif Tuf Ben Ches. Or is that Tuf Ben Hey or Tuf Ben Ches? Give me a here is a Tubman. Looks like a Chess or a Hay? Chess? So, Tubman, Chess, if Tubman, Hay. The Dvarim Asur Mashu, Gam Zeb Zegorim Osubu. That's something that's Osubu Mashu, like Hektesh, Chabit Pesach. So then, so the milk that's being produced is affected by the nutrients that the animal's eating, that are chametz, even though the animal's eating other things. But whenever Zev Zagorim is, you have a Zev Zagorim situation, it's normally mutter, at least with the Evid. But if it's, but Zev Zagorim, the sort of Zev Zagorim, it's a form of bitter. It's not real bitter. It's real bitter, you need roll. Here it's a funny type of bitter. It's a bitter based on whenever there are two components influencing something, and one is a mutter component, one is an osa component, we view it as it's bottle. So same thing over here. So the Mogen Avraham says, what is the Mogen Avraham? You can't eat, drink milk on Pesach if it was. Now let me ask you a question. When you get milk in the store, where was it milked? The milk that I go to the bodega, or the milk on that on the shelf, or whatever. How long?
Couple days.
How many days?
Couple days.
2 days?
Yeah, not bad.
So that means that by Chol Moed, I could be getting milk that was milked on the beginning of Pesach, and the animal could have eaten the chametz. But I'd say it's already the fourth day of Pesach. Really, by 2 days, mamish, everything is done. The milking and the packaging and the delivering. And in other words, the milk that I had my Cheerios with this morning was in the cow 2 days ago.
That's what it says on Google, but it sounds a little bit too fast.
Is it in the grocery?
No. Yeah, how long is it in the grocery? I want to know milk that was with my Cheerios this morning. Was it in some cow in Detroit, maybe?
No, probably upstate New York or something.
What? Well, Ferrari? What's up to Ferrari?
It's probably in upstate New York. It's not going to be that far out.
It's not going to be that far out. Upstate New York. So how long? Hoppers, what do you say? You're a man of statistics. Hoppers is a man of statistics. So what do you say? I want to know.
They have to be kept in refrigerated trucks and everything.
So is it possible for me to get something from the store on Pesach that was in the cow's stomach on Pesach and was fed chametz on Pesach? I want to know the reaction.
It's possible.
What?
It's possible. Sure, it's possible.
Possible?
Yeah.
Well, starting what, the third day, starting the fifth day, starting?
Maybe third or fourth day, but fourth day. If I don't know.
So if not, it goes so quickly? It goes so quickly, Referari?
It could.
Does it take time that they're shipping it and till it goes to the distributor, till it goes to the.
I'm not sure. You have to ask Rabbi Gordimer.
Yeah.
I looked on Google.
What'd you say?
Yeah, on Google. Milk usually takes about 2 days.
Which is it? Is it 30 or 40? It's a big difference. No, because it's going to be a difference whether it's before Pesach or on Pesach. If it's before Pesach, I'm going to say. Your chef points out. So then chametz doesn't have a mashu before Pesach. Chametz also a mashu is only on Pesach. But if you fed it chametz before, and that milk is milk before Pesach, so then that mashu is bottled. So then Zev Zadorim is going to be what? But let me say another thing. Zevi Gorm is going to be mutter because it's bottle. It's only something that was either chametz on Pesach. So then if it was either chametz on Pesach, so then Zevi Gorm is also. Because it's a masha. So you're saying it is possible. Is that what you're saying?
Also, Chalav Yisrael might be distributed a little differently than other milk cells.
Yeah, what about Chalav Yisrael?
And you have to ask Rabbi Gardner. I think he once told me that they have a different distribution type of thing there. So. He's really a person to ask.
Right, but the question is, you can get him on the phone. If you give me his number at the OU, I'll call him right now.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I get the extension. Hold on.
212-613. That's all the OU numbers.
212-563-4000.
Okay, so should I get him? I'll get him. Nothing better than live learning, right? Okay, 212-613.
No, 563.
Which one? 212. Start again. 212.
I think it's 563-4000. Just.
Doesn't everyone have the number 613? Which number are you giving me, Rafael?
I thought that was the number.
Number of what?
Hold on, let me find it.
Yes, find it. Well, we can get him in a second.
563-4000. Okay.
So what is it?
You can do either or. Just try 563-4000.
Try. Okay.
I don't know his extension. You have to ask.
1 second. See if he picks up. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll set it up for. I'll tell him tomorrow. I told him for tomorrow that he should be ready.
Hello, Rabbi Gordimer. This is Rabbi Simon calling from Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Chachamim. Discussion of milk from Pesach. 917-803-1588. Okay. Maybe we'll call back. Okay, but by the way, tomorrow we're having early shear. So I have to give both sure. So what time do we usually do? 9:45? 9:45 to 10:30-ish. Okay. We'll continue with this packet. So far it seems that it's a problem, right? But it's a Magen Avraham. Wouldn't be a problem. Whereas if you have milk in the middle of Pesach, so it was fed chametz. If it was fed chametz, so it would be zev zagorim in a situation where there's a dover that's not batel, like hektish, here it's chametz. It would be awesome. So we have to see what the heterim are. Okay, so stay tuned. See what the heterim are. Okay, so we're going to down with the 2 minutes. We need one more. No, we have no anything. Nine, you have 10. That's the show of life. Okay? Okay, tomorrow, so we'll continue tomorrow. We need the center. And don't go away, anybody?